Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking right here toward the end of 2018, right on the eve of Christmas. And you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And Christmas cheers, Christmas greetings, Happy Hanukkah. These holiday days here with Doc Holliday, I'm telling you that the rocks of politics are still splitting, shaking, cracking. Things are changing. Donald Trump has been the agent of change. Is it good or is it bad? Some, if you listen to CNN, then it's the chaos is so chaotic and our country is about to crumble into pieces because of who is president. If you listen to Fox News, you wonder who's going to be the next Secretary of Defense. You wonder a lot of things, but you say, why can't the Democrats get enough compromise in their spine to at least get $5 billion for border security? So what's going on? We got the employees of the federal government, at least part of it, they may be feeling like Elvis did when he sang this Christmas song.
You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white, but I have a blue Christmas.
Well, the federal employees are having a blue Christmas as of this recording for Christmas Eve. That I have to tell you, the government has shut down. And Donald Trump, he held his backbone and saying he was not going to sign another continuation bill. That's what he said when he signed one back earlier in the year. So that's the last time I'm going to do it. It looked like he's going to do it again. But there were some heroes, conservative heroes, I think, like Mark Meadows, Congressman Mark Meadows, and others met with Trump and said, hey, we have got to show that we want to build a wall. You need to build this wall. You said you were going to build a wall. You promised you were going to build a wall, and you haven't got funding, and you're going to sign another continuation bill. And Donald Trump's called folks the day before the Congress was supposed to shut down, and the Senate had already dismissed, passed something, and they were all headed home, and some of them had headed home. And congressmen were worse than that. And Nancy Pelosi said, hey, you can't even get enough Republicans in the House to pass a funding for the wall. And she challenged Donald Trump and said, you can't even get your Republicans together. And he said he could. And so what did happen? Well, Mark Meadows and then just meeting with Trump and other congressmen said, look, we can get it passed in the House. But what they had to do is they had a lot of members, member 40, the Republicans lost 40 seats. So there's 40 congressmen and that Republicans had retired or got beaten in their election, and they weren't even in Washington, many of them. Some of them all over the country. And yet they were summoned to Washington to do their duty, and they passed. They passed the bill in the House to put $5 billion of wall funding, and then they sent it to the Senate. And the Senate said, and Chuck Schumer said, there's no way Democrats are going to vote for this. And to the Republicans' credit, they put it up, there in the Senate. You got to vote to proceed and for a filibuster jumps in to take place, and they voted to proceed by getting the Vice President Dick Cheney to come in, and it passed to proceed, but then no Democrats voted for it. So we're in a shutdown, and the Democrats are calling to Trump shutdown. Trump's calling to Democrats shutdown. He did prove that the conservatives could get together and muster up enough votes to pass this thing in the House. And you know, you wonder, where was that deep gut drive that the Republican House needed for the last 2 years? Paul Ryan, I mean, it was really lackluster 2 years for the House, even though they said they passed a lot of things. They couldn't get things through the Senate. And yet when it came time to stand strong, they just didn't seem that they could ever do it. And I think that's why the Republicans are no longer in head of the House. And Paul Ryan, looking back, he should have resigned many months ago and let new majority or Speaker of the House run the show and try to get reelected. It was really, looking back, a dismal performance by the House Republicans in this past election cycle. Yes, they had a lot going against them, but they failed to get rid of the things that they said they would do and do the things. And the House, to the credit, yes, they passed a lot of bills, but they did not coordinate it with the Senate. But that's in the past. Now, what are we going to do about a government shutdown? Yes, there's going to be a lot of people looking at Trump, and I guarantee you, you're hearing this. I haven't heard anything yet, but it's going to be Trump made as the Grinch who stole Christmas. Well, we're going to see what happens to the shutdown. What happens? Well, one thing Rush Limbaugh pointed out, somebody called him, every time the Republicans are in charge and there's a shutdown, and may get blamed, but the stock market seems to go up. Now, the Democrats are saying the stock market, and if you have anything in stocks, you've noticed it hasn't been a good month of December. It's the worst month of December for stocks, they said, since the Great Depression, it seems like. But what's going to happen? Well, let's before I tell you what can happen, let's take a listen to this.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Good evening. Thank you. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes falling, old home's calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy?
So now, why would I play Johnny Cash from 1977? And we don't know what in the world we're going to do in 2018, and 2019 is right around the corner. And well, what's Johnny Cash singing about? Singing about Christmas and coming home. And you got people just trying to get out of Washington, D.C. They didn't get the job done. They're getting out. And then they leave the federal employees with wondering if their job is going to be there. So what we know what happens in the past. Federal employees, the ones that have to be there, go into work. The ones who don't have to be there don't show up, but they always get paid a week or two, whatever time they're missing. So maybe it's good for the government to shut down and look at, why are we spending the amounts of money we are in so many things, and yet we can't even find $5 billion to protect our southern border. It will be a test of wills. I don't know how long it'll last. It may be over by the time you listen to my voice here, because we're recording this, trying to wait as long as I could. And it looks like the Republicans, like I said, and the Democrats could not get together. And, well, Johnny Cash, why not play that from Johnny Cash? He's long dead, you know, but great American. Hey, country. A lot of people didn't like Johnny Cash. They don't like country music. But you just got to love Johnny Cash, even if you aren't a country music lover. But that he talked about coming home. So what does that mean? Will America ever find its way back home? Well, what was home? When you say what was home, you have to understand there's a lot of vagabonds. You know, in a depression, Yeah, they called them the hobos. Now we have homeless everywhere. And we don't have answers to our biggest problems in government. Health care. How many times have I told people I got a health care plan? It's been revised and redone. Still saying it is out there. The judge declared it unconstitutional. And maybe somebody will listen to the show and call me to D.C. and I'll be glad to show them a health care plan that will work for Democrats and Republicans. It doesn't matter. It's a great bill for whoever would pick it up. So tell your congressman to contact me, and we have a bill that will help all Americans and get rid of Obamacare in the process. Not because we just get rid of it. Nobody will want Obamacare. I mean, you get Doc Holliday's plan. Well, that's my plug for my health care plan. Maybe somebody in this new Congress, hey, I'd be glad if the Democrats look at it. It's so much better than Obamacare. But tell them to contact Doc Holliday. I got the plan ready to go. Keep revising it, trying to make it better. And we'll put it out there if somebody wants it. Maybe some Democrats. The Republicans didn't seem to want to listen to it. So maybe the Democrats will. Now, where are we if the Johnny Cash talking about coming home, and can America come home? What is home? Well, what it is the United States Constitution. There's a ship named the USS Constitution. Go to Boston and get on that ship, old ship of the Navy that still sails. But our home is the United States Constitution. That's the American home. And our government and our people, we need to hold fast to the U.S. Constitution. And look at what Donald Trump needs, what Congress needs, and what the judicial branch needs. We need to stick to the Constitution. And the closer we can get to the Constitution, that's our home base. That is where we're strong. And there's always people trying to, the judges should not be legislating. When it comes to this health care plan, Justice Roberts should have never twisted it around. If you don't like the way the law is written, you send it back to Congress. That's who makes the laws. That's the U.S. Constitution. Merry Christmas for reminding all our congressmen and all our people, all three branches of government. Merry Christmas. My Christmas gift is a, like Johnny Cash saying, come home. Come home to the U.S. Constitution. That's where we find our strength, our unity, and our, this is where we can compromise and mesh together the what it takes from the representatives of people across this great land to move toward what makes America great again. Not only that, but make America the best it's ever been. And that's Doc Holliday's Christmas gift to our congressmen and everybody in government. Get back home to the Constitution. Now, before we get to the second part of the show, where we got a little more music, we're going to talk about what we may expect in 2019. There's a lot going on. Remember, look, we're going to have a new Secretary of Defense. There's got to be a new Attorney General. It looks like we'll have to get affirmed. There's going to be a lot going on for the Senate to do to get people confirmed, as well as new judges need to get through. And maybe there could be a Supreme Court justice in the next year. We don't know, but so much has got to go on. So before we get to that and talking about that in the second half of the show, let me remind you that you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. Can we get you a book before Christmas? No, but you can still order a book for you or your friends. Bedrock Truth, written by Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Ed Holliday, Dr. Alex McFarland. Love to get that book to you. You can go right on our front page of the website here and click on a picture of the book, and it'll take you right to the website, and we will be glad to get your book out for 2019. So order your book, and if you got an Amazon card, you can check it out on Amazon. Now, before we get in the second half of the show, let me play this for Christmas.
And mild, still.
And that was from the Temptations' Christmas song of Silent Night. And will the nights go silent when the American troops are pulled out of Syria? Well, Donald Trump, President Trump, wants to pull troops out of Syria, and that's something that Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina vehemently disagrees with Donald Trump. And this is this is something a little hard to discuss, because I am not privileged to all the security clearances and everything that our military has, and our senators and Congress people and the president. He said we went in to kick ISIS and get rid of ISIS. He said we've gotten rid of them, and now it's time to bring our soldiers home. And that's why we're going to be getting a new Secretary of Defense, because Secretary of Defense Mattis said that he was going to resign by the end of February, because he can't see eye to eye with President Trump. Now, one thing that the left, especially the extreme left, has always wanted, some president who would stand up to the Pentagon. And they got upset with Barack Obama, if you remember, because he went too far along with the Pentagon and didn't get out of Afghanistan. He got out of Iraq too soon, and we got ISIS. So you got Lindsey Graham going, remember what happened in Iraq? We got out too soon, we had ISIS. But there's a difference here, because America was the only group that was in Iraq. Nobody else wanted to be in Iraq. And now, and you do have Russia and Syria, but you got more than just Russia. It is a powder keg, and we've been very, I think, fortunate that that powder keg hadn't blown up. You got to remember what Syria is. Syria is mainly now controlled by Russia and Assad of Syria. Putin has backed up Assad, and this really happened all back when Barack Obama could have gone in real early, maybe had influence, may not. And he didn't want to get into a mired down war, but the troops got in to help get rid of ISIS, and under Donald Trump they were cut loose to fight a war to get rid of ISIS, and ISIS still has troops on the ground, and Trump says they're gone. They said, you know, the land mass that ISIS had was reduced from 100% of what they had at one time down to about 1% of what they can control. And the trouble is, you got Turkey north of Syria, and they hate the Kurds, and they want to fight the Kurds. And really, when you get down to it, the Kurds were the fighters that defeated ISIS with a lot of help and a lot of weapons from America, but they spilt their blood. And I think that's one thing General Mattis and others have talked about. And it, the Kurds, is almost like leaving them alone after they've done a lot of the dirty work. Now, if Turkey goes after them, will America get back in? What will happen? Now, there's a thing that complicates this on the border of Syria is, of course, Syria borders with Israel. And Israel's come across and fired and said, you are not going to bring in missiles and get them close to us, which the proxy of Syria and Russia, they are working with Iran. Iran's an ally with Syria and Russia and Assad. When I talk about Syria, I mean Assad, who's the president and leader that everybody, that President Obama said they were going to get rid of, and he's still there, of course. So what happens if something really gets, and it's gotten tricky, you know, a couple of times American bombs killed some Russians. So it is a powder keg. And what I was about to allude to at the very first here, talking about this, is the far left has always applauded getting out of countries, getting out of war zones. Rand Paul is tickled to death. But I want to know where the extreme left is that's hated Trump. Where are those who will say, thank you, President, for getting us out of Syria and not listening to the Pentagon and getting our boys home? At least they could pat the president on the back, those who have been hating him. And it is so remarkable, so ironic, that right now the Democrats, who have always praised the Russians back when they were under communism, you remember, again, Barack Obama and others in the 80s when he's a college student, we were in that first, you know, no first strike group, which was found out later to, a lot of it was supported by Russian money and propaganda to get America to sign a no first nuclear pledge, saying we won't fire nuclear weapons first. And that was back in the 80s. But I'm saying the Democrat Party has always been very soft on Russia until Donald Trump becomes president. And then it's like the Russians are the worst things ever. And they probably are. But it's taken President Trump to get them toughen their skin up. And now, where is the left to praise the president for pulling American troops out of Syria? And he wants to get them out of Afghanistan. And we have been there. I mean, a lot of people have alluded. And Trump did it in his campaign in 2016. We have troops on the field in Afghanistan who were born after 9/11. That's pretty sad to think we've been there that long and still have not completed a peace effort in a war. So there's a lot that needs to be looked at. Donald Trump's going to look at it. He was strong enough to go against China and face China and raising tariffs, and now he may be going against the Pentagon to keep ongoing wars from lasting. My point is, if you got troops in the area, and if ISIS starts rearing its ugly head again, you knock it down quick. That's where Barack Obama let it grow and grow and grow until they just, they threatened Baghdad in Iraq. If you remember, they were just about 100 miles from Baghdad. And so it got real dicey there. And hopefully Donald Trump and the Pentagon can keep things, even if as we get out of Syria, they can keep an eye on things and be ready to get back if need be. That's what Lindsey Graham will need to understand. But from not having a security clearance and knowing what's on the ground and what America's got and what's going on, we'll have to wait and see. But I do like the fact that Trump is his own thinker, and I just want to see where the left is that's always got on the, they got mad at Obama for keeping troops in and then for sending troops in, and now where are they? Are they going to praise Trump for getting our troops out of Syria? We'll see. Don't hold your breath. Oh, it is amazing. Here we are at Christmas time, and we just played that song from The Temptations of Silent Night. And it's there's a lot of silence when it comes to people who have real solutions to major problems. And that's what we're going to work at here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics going into 2019. There's not any federal elections. It's a year before a presidential election, 2020. People say we may be going into a recession. There's no need for that. There's no need for all the negativity. And yet the left now wants chaos. They want friction. They want everything to look like it's a mess, and they want to blame it on you know who. Let's see. Our economy was moving. It should move along. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates, and the stock market did not take it well and said they would probably raise a couple more times in 2019, but if you got a slumping world economy, why in the world, why on earth would the Federal Reserve threaten the economy? I wish they would have dropped it or kept it the same. But we'll see. You know, I had a show back a couple months ago talking about a rope-a-dope Federal Reserve. But that, I meant they need to be able to throw their punches some and drop rates and raise rates instead of, I mean, it's always been raise till you pop the bubble and have a recession. Why do you do that? Why can't you just drop it back a little bit and let us move forward and not have these recessions? So maybe somebody will finally learn something. Maybe Donald Trump can tell them, try something different instead of sending us another recession. Well, I will have to say this. As Christmas in 2018 comes along, this is Christmas week, of all the politics, of all the negativity, with all the people who hate Donald Trump, with the Republicans losing the House and getting really whipped, lost 40 seats. But what do we have? I always said, no matter what Donald Trump does that upsets me or may upset me, and he hasn't done a lot. Like I said, to me, Syria is pulling troops out of Syria. We're going to wait and see. But I always say I have to pinch myself and think, what would it be like if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency? I don't think there'd be much hope for conservatives. And Donald Trump's what we got. And we got a minority in the House now. And we got to start working on how do you get a majority and get Donald Trump reelected. And at this point, the Senate needs to be working hard. You know, it's not impossible to have a filibuster-proof Senate. The economy needs to roar, and the American conservatives need to get together. You remember what they did when Barack Obama was elected? The Tea Party movement came up, and they came together, and people worked together. And it's hard to do that when you're not behind. And when you have power, it's hard to decide where to go. Donald Trump has the administration. We have the Senate. And hopefully we can get another Supreme Court or two appointment with Donald Trump. But we got to start working together. And that's what Doc Holliday is saying. Not only America uniting. I understand liberals are not going to get behind Donald Trump. I mean, I understand that. But the conservatives can work together and bring this president some wins, which they should have enough intelligence to work around getting $5 billion for a southern border wall to start it building. You can do it. The Pentagon can do it. My goodness. You know, Barack Obama found, $150 billion? Well, he didn't find it. We know he got it from the bank that had been held in sort of limbo since the Iranian crisis. But he gave that $150 billion to Iran. We only need $5 billion to start this process of building a wall. And if all the brilliant senators who call themselves brilliant and the congressmen, if they can't figure out how to get $5 billion to this president so he can do what he told the American people he'll do, then maybe every one of them ought to go home in 2020 and let's just get a whole new field. I don't know. Surely there's somebody that understands the process can get President Trump that $5 billion. It's time to start working. And that's why I'm telling you, Merry Christmas is the gift of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics is get home. Get home to the United States Constitution. That's where America will thrive. What did I say here? I say Merry Christmas. I'm going to end with a little line from a Whitney Houston Live where she was praying for peace everywhere. Rest her soul. But we'll end with that. And I just want to say from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics to all of America, Merry Christmas. And we'll have another show before the new year. So Merry Christmas. Get with your family. Spend some time with your friends. And do take this time to recharge your batteries, give thanks to God above, and no matter what comes in 2019, let's stick together, work together, and make sure America moves forward to not only make America great again, to make it the best it's ever been. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.